Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Kill the Mockingbirds. I'm your host, Sean Chris. And today we got a special guest, Justin Williams, with us, man. Author, podcast host of Hidden Gateway. I love what you're doing over there, man. Glad you could join us today.
Hey, Sean. What's up, my brother? It's good to be here, man. I appreciate you having me on, man.
Yeah, you know, we did one, what was it, with you? What was it, 3 weeks ago, maybe? Like something like that?
Yeah.
And so then we're like, man, we had such a good conversation. We're like, we got to, like, you know, it's like a conversation, like it sparks stuff. And then you're like, man, it's like never finished. You know what I mean? Like you're like, man, we got to get back to that. Like, because we make some resolutions and we get some ideas out there. But then, you know, things change. And right now, you know, the stuff that's going on in the world is, you know, Ukraine's still out there, but it's kind of dying a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Sure is, man. That shit was going on. What, we're in week 7, if I'm not mistaken. And you know how they threw it at us, you know, and you know, they had everyone wanting to support Ukraine and down Russia as it's been. And right before that popped off, you know, COVID was going strong. Now COVID dies out.
Yeah.
Now they're like, good, the war is dying down, and now COVID's coming back. So.
Yeah, and then today we had that New York subway shooting. That was something new to introduce. I mean, I'm not even going to try to touch that one yet because I like to let those things simmer because who knows right now? Who knows? We could all speculate, but I mean, it smells like a false flag to me. But to go back to like Russia and stuff, I would say like they kind of ramped it up. And here's a couple clips I got that I thought was interesting. First, this clip right here is to tell us like, yeah, it's over. You know what I mean? Like it's winding down. Sounds pretty over to me if you're exchanging prisoners.
Yep. I was thinking the same thing, man. They're at the point where they're allegedly exchanging prisoners and they're negotiating. You know, and I would like to see what's coming on Russian news, man. And I would like to see. I'm going to keep an eye out in regards to what if Putin says anything about it.
Yeah, and you should definitely check out still RT is always a good source. And you can't get it everywhere. You got to go either through a VPN or go through different server sites because they took them off a lot. Interestingly enough, though, RT is still on Instagram. Like, you could still see. Yeah, like, I follow them. I see their stuff all the time. I mean, it tells you, like, it's Russian state propaganda, they say, or, like, you know, Russian state-run media. But it's weird because they don't do that for NPR. And you're like, well, that's a U.S.
That's what I'm saying, man. Right. Okay, so RT's still on. And I wonder if they're still on all platforms. You know, I don't keep up with them, but it's interesting. Like you said, they don't do that. You know, that stuff like that, man. It just, you know, I go deep. You know, you know how we do, man. You just get to thinking, like, what's up with that? What's behind that? So interesting.
Really. And I heard a really interesting debate. It was that Unlimited Hang, you know, with Whitney Webb. She has a little podcast, and they did a debate with alternate independent media, kind of like talking about is Russia just part of the Great Reset, or is Russia like this hero that's going to fight back the globalists, and Xi Jinping and Putin have this crazy plan? What do you think? What do you see in that? Do you see, like, how do you see it?
Man, I tell you what, in my opinion, Russia is 150% part of the Great Reset, bro. I mean, obviously, you're always going to have that other side, that other opinion. But as far as my beliefs go, they're all in bed together, man. You know, they're all in bed together. This what we're seeing, like 99% of everything else that comes on TV is scripted. You know, this plan has been put in place many, many moons ago. You know, it was put in place many moons ago. So they're just playing it out, man. They're just playing out. You know, the thing is, they're going to do what they need to do to bring together this one world government, this one world currency, and for them to have ultimate control. And, you know, with Russia doing what they've been doing in regards to the war invading Ukraine, you know, more than likely there are some things going on that they're trying to divert from us, you know. And this is just a smokescreen, but I fully expect, you know, their plan to go in motion. Now, I don't want to sound all doom and gloom, you know, but I think they're going to get there. But then I think there's going to be some type of change or some type of shift, you know. You know me, man, I hit that spiritual side.
Yeah.
And I believe in the light, and definitely with light comes dark. And I do know that the light is stronger than the dark, man. So, I, you know, hope is not lost for humanity. It's not going to be easy what's coming, but we're going to definitely get through this mess.
Especially because everything's so confusing. Like, I think that's why people fall out of, like, not even say fall for it, because, like, obviously we've all believed in stuff. We all want hope. So, like, hope is a good thing. It's just that sometimes it could be misdirected or guided the wrong way. And that's how I kind of see with this too, is I'm like, man, just look through the years. I was like, right after 9/11, Putin was like, hey, we're with you guys. Like, he wasn't like, hey man, it's like a false flag, like, you know what I mean? You've seen him with, you know, like the garment on, dancing with Bush, you know. Yep. We've seen him, he's good friends with Kissinger, like all these things. So I understand people falling for it, like or getting emotionally attached to things, because like at some point you're looking for people, and I think they'll reach it. And I think that's what you bring the light. I think the reason we see the dark is because everybody's kind of reaching for a hero per se, when really it's us inside of ourselves. And like, even looking for God, God is inside of us, you know, and Jesus, yes, like man. Everything that we believe, our creator, whatever we call it, like, cause I'm not, I don't know anything, you know what I mean? Compared to what really it is, you know what I mean? Everything's been breaking down, even though like even the Bible, like it has great stories. It has great, you know, any, thing that came from God, but again, it came from God through a human, you know what I mean? So humans get things wrong, like, you know what I mean? They misinterpret it, and I think that if people looked in within themselves, then a lot of this stuff wouldn't really matter. But it's that, and through the years, especially with social media, you see how everybody's just like, oh man, what are they doing, or what am I? And I think we've came even more zombie-ish, you know what I mean?
Oh, without a doubt, man. And that's just another part of their plan, right? They want people to be zombies. They want people to be connected to their iPhones and the internet. And what does that cause? As we talked about before when you were on my show, that analysis paralysis, right? Mm-hmm. Where people just don't have that critical thinking like you just mentioned a minute ago. That's what's needed. People, they're just exactly, you know, in a zombie state where they're just walking around going, oh, this is going, missiles are flying. Okay. But then you also hit the nail on the head when you first started out and you said, you know, of course there's going to be people to believe it. Yeah. And you know what? They want people to believe it. But then they also want people like us who don't believe it. Why? They want that chaos and confusion going on, man. That makes things so much easier for them to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. You know, they want people bickering. They want people going at it on every fucking level, man. We're talking about politics. We're talking about education. We're talking about the homeless issues in America. You know, any and everything. Even sports, man. It's all, you know, they all work together, man. You know, with somebody pulling the strings for all that, man. You know, and that's what's been going on forever, man. And the great thing is, you know, people are waking up, man. You know, people like yourself doing what you do with your awesome show, putting the word out there. You got your music going on, it's banging. And congratulations on your single that dropped.
I appreciate it, man.
Go, brother. Yeah, with that. In fact, I bought it, brother. So,
appreciate
you know, you're doing your thing, man. And, you know, for every Sean Chris, there's freaking 100 more Sean Chris's out there that we don't know about, right? And everybody's just vibing on that level. Trying to put the word out there, trying to bring that truth, that honesty, that justice, that freedom, that liberation to the people. And I tell you what, you know, they're doing their thing now in regards to the NWO. But like I said a minute ago, man, you know, they got something coming because, you know.
Oh, they do. Yeah. I heard this clip because, I, you know, sometimes I find a lot because I love No Agenda. That's like one of my top No Agenda, Prop Report, like. Those are shows I listen, because, man, they're just so informative, and they have such a, especially like No Agenda, because they have such a wide reach, you know, of like people that like, hey, you hear, look at this clip. Well, this is a nice little clip they got from, I think it's Shep Smith, and he's like on MSNBC now. And he was about, it's just like 11 second clip. Sorry, that's Chuck Todd, my bad.
What? Come on, man.
I think they're doing this intentionally, because if you're listening, like, I know through the years we've heard them say, like, NWO or New World Order, right? But I think they're pushing it so much out there that they're trying to normalize it completely. Like, where it's like, yeah, you know, the New World Order. We had a New World Order like 10 years ago, and we have another New World Order. Like people are like, it's not a big deal. And that's what I think they're doing with it.
You know the game plan. You're spot on. Where have we seen this before, right?
Yep.
Nothing against my LGBTQ community, but, you know, obviously over the years, they did the same thing when they ushered in that acceptance, right? You know, I mean, it is what it is, you know, no disrespect to anybody, but, you know, we've seen it, and they're doing the exact same thing with the NWO thing, man. And yeah, they're dropping it here and there, dropping it, you know, years, man, you know, so they tell you what's coming.
Oh yeah. And it's right there in front of your face. And like you said, with like, a lot of the LGBTQ.MELTBC, like, that thing is like, it's like, dude, you're just a person, man. Like, it's cool. Like, whatever you do or what do you think, as long as you're not hurting somebody or, like, you know what I mean? Like that, it really don't matter to me. But to deny that all of a sudden with every movie had a gay scene or every movie had some kind of transsexual or a lesbian, a kiss, it's not about it happening. Like, okay, but then when it's so frequent, like, it was so frequent, you knew it was going to be in, like, almost every big hit, right? There was going to be something. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, there's more people. Like, it went from like a 0.5% to now there's 1% of the population. And it's like, I don't know. Yeah. And then, like, just comparing, and then with the trans stuff, like, that's a whole different topic. Like, but they also, like, hey, whatever you, I don't know what's going on. I always tell people, man, if that's what you really want to do, I would wait till I'm 25, though, because your brain's fully developed at 25. You still want to do it at 25, then that's probably what you really want to do. But to, like, like, try to really promote it, like, as if, like, this is a normal thing. Like, hey, yeah, it's cool. Like, you can block your, you know, because, like, Saki was all talking about those hormone blockers. And, like, this is saving lives. And I'm like, how is it an 8-year-old? You're saving an 8-year-old's life. And then that 8-year-old doesn't know that, hey, I didn't want to do this. Why did I do this? Too late now. Can't reverse it.
Yep, exactly, man. Exactly. And did you see that a couple of weeks back where the guy, the college kid, the trans guy, he won the freaking national championship.
The swimmer.
Yeah, man. Like, come on, man. Dude, like 6 foot, 180, 190. City's girls, man. I'm like, come on, man.
I'm trying to come up with a meme, and I was just like, man, I can't wait till Dwayne Wade's trans daughter gets in the WNBA so we can finally get exciting, you know what I mean? It'll be like
I saw a meme recently. It was a guy on a motorcycle, and it was some cyclists behind them on their like 10 speeds or whatever. And it said, just set the world. I'm a cyclist, set the world record or something like that, man. He's head of the pack. I'm like,
yeah. And these, like you said, these are things to like, cause really it's like, I get it. You're a human being, of course. Like, I don't care. Even if I think it's crazy or I think it's something that, I don't think you should do or anything, I'm still going to try to treat you as a human being, but let's be realistic. To act that as if men aren't different than women. We are. There's things that they're better, we're better. Like, there's these weak, and of course there's always, like, you know, an exception to the rule. You know, there's somebody that probably could. I know some girls that probably could play in the NFL, like, or could play in some, but very, very limited. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a very small group. Or some of those, you know, some female boxers or female UFCs, you're like, yeah, she probably could fuck up a lot of dudes. But can she fuck up the elite of the elite? I don't know. We don't see a lot of women transitioning to men trying to go into men's sports, but we see the opposite.
Right, exactly. Ooh, man, we could talk about that. There's so many things about that, man, where you see the men trying to do the women's sports. You know, and I wonder, I guess the guy who won, I guess he was mediocre at best on the men's side. You know, so it makes me wonder, is he doing this just to get his glory in swimming because he figures that's the only way he can get it, or is he, you know, really identifying as a woman now, you know? Because I could totally see someone doing that. Like, you got this kid, because swimming is something you start when you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
Like 7 years old, competition-wise, right? Typically, you know? And you've been a swimmer damn near all your life, so, and if he's, I don't know, man, he probably wasn't good. Always finish last of the, you know? And he's like, well, damn, I've invested the last 10, 15 years of my life. I could do this. I could make this move, get a little notoriety. He probably have sponsorships by now.
Yeah. It reminds me of that Tosh point, that Daniel Tosh joke where he was talking about like, man, are you kidding me? Far retiring. He's like, man, you get to be a punter. You get paid like, you know, like half a mil at least. I'm going on the practice squad. I'm staying forever. Like, you know, he's like, I'm staying on the team forever. I don't care. Fucking 40, 50 years. But that's the same concept. I think like, especially because I think, like you said, he wants the accolades, right? He wants to be noted and he needs the recognition because, or she, because I got, everybody gets mad. Like, they're like, look, man, I don't know, man, because I'm with you. Like, you're telling me that someone wouldn't do some shady shit like that. Like, and then you're saying that, like you said, like, if, okay, maybe really does want to be trans or something, but it's just kind of convenient that right when you're going into your college career, when it's the most important, you already tried as a man and failed. And then it's just pretty convenient if you ask me. And as far as like the combat sport, that's where I think like, you know, Rogan always gets roasted for that. And I agree with him 100%. I'm like, if the woman knows that you were a man for 20, 30, whatever years, that testosterone, and she signs a waiver, she's cool with it, then I'm cool with it. Because obviously she wants to fight you. Fuck it. Like, okay.
Yeah,
but if you're not disclosing that,
they shouldn't even try to contest that. Exactly, that shit. That's her choice, her decision. Right? Let's not change it up now. You know, people, they're always talking free choice, free decision with your sexuality, your gender, or whatever. So now we want to have a stop here. Oh, but no, that's what she wants, right? Yep. There you go. It comes with the territory. You know, don't get like that now. You know, but they try that though, man. Obviously, right? They try that. Let her go. You know.
Yeah, and just let and if that's the case, then why do we have women's men's sports? You know what I mean? Why don't we just mix it all up? Like that's what I'm saying. Like there's a reason.
What they're trying to do, man. That's exactly what they're trying to do on all levels, man. You know, you got even restaurants, places. You got the gender neutral bathrooms. That's it's coming, man. I mean,
it kind of feels like the same plot of what they kind of push with the modern feminist movement. You know what I mean? And which is not necessarily bad. Like, obviously, there's good ideas because everything has, just like with the BLM movement, like people are like, oh, BLM's bad. I'm like, look, I get we're talking about the heads. Like, okay, yeah, like almost the head of any organization is probably somebody corrupt up there. But the thing that pisses me off is people deny. They go, there is a fucking cops that are racist, man. There is people that do things that are like, I'm not saying you're going to fix it the way they're trying to fix it, but don't act like there's no, that there's zero of nothing. You know what I mean? That's why we don't get nothing accomplished. Cause you're not listening. You're still not listening. People have been complaining since the 80s, 90s, 70s, 60s, 90s for me. You know what I mean? Like, but seeing like police brutality, like, and yes, it happens to all races, but there is sections of where you're like, it's kind of convenient that it's always in this area that's like not getting money for the schools, that has gang units, has drugs to all flooded through it. Maybe we should fix that. You know what I mean? And don't act like it's not happening there because it's not happening in Burbank. You know what I mean? It's not happening in Beverly Hills. So let's but in Compton, it's happening. So let's see. Let's connect the dots. So don't act like that's what sometimes frustrates me with people because I'm like, how are we going to get shit to really change if you're not going to see a little bit what's happening on the other side?
Exactly. And that's the worst thing, right? They want to act like, some people want to act like it's not happening. You know, just don't go there. You know it's happening. You just don't want to speak on it because you don't want change. And that's what it comes down to, right? And, you know, that's okay. If that's the side you want, it's fine. Now I know, you know, I'm going to do what I think is right, you know, for people, you know, and not calling out any color, ethnicity, culture, people. You know, because that's what we are, humanity, right? So I'm going to do whatever I need to do to make sure justice, liberation, and freedom is upon all people, man. You know? But again, you got these people that don't want to admit it. But again, you know, but they know what's up. So, hey, you're on that side. I'm over here. And, you know, that's what you want to do. You know, I'm not mad at you, but I just know I got a job to do regardless.
Sure.
You know, that's my focus, right? I'm not getting caught up in what you believe and you running your mouth and all that. But okay, but I'm just going to do what I need to do because I know how it's going to go. I know how it's going to turn out. You know, we are, history repeats itself. We are in that time of change for this country, for the world. Sure. You know, obviously what's been going on the last 2 years, right? It's been crazy. It's been historic moments. So this is the time that change comes about. And just like during the civil rights movement, people didn't like it. Just like doing other movements and things, people don't like change. You know, a lot of people just don't like change. Well, but it's necessary. It's
necessary for sure. And also too, it's just like, It has to happen. And it's not going to happen the way you think it's going to happen. And it can get better if you go listen to the other people that are different than you. Like the opposing views, you know what I mean? Go meet halfway. Like, why are we still talking about abortion? Why are we still talking about LGBT rights or civil rights or any of that? All these topics, we should be meeting on the middle. Like, okay, yeah, you're right. This happens in this. What can we do about this? What can we do about that? Not just sit there and be like, oh, let's keep arguing with the same arguments for the last 60 years.
Right.
Like, that's not going to do anything. And they're like, that doesn't happen. And then they go, and then what happens is people are like, well, I'm going to weaponize this shit then. So then you get the other side. Like, I keep saying about, like a lot of people got mad because I was like, dude, what's it called? Conservative Christians in the 50s and 60s are the originators of cancel culture. Like, they brought this shit on. Like, they were like, oh, this is the devil music. And that pushed people to be. That's why I think there's so much Satan in rock and in music in general, because it became a symbol of being a rebel, you know, like, I'm a rebel, fucking devil horns, da, 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 da. Because people are saying you can't do it. And then, like, people accidentally, like, I think that's what's happening now, even with, like, the Ukraine-Russia stuff. It's like, you said, they give us both characters. Like, when you're watching WWF or fucking something like that, you already see you got Hulk Hogan and then you got Andre the Giant right here. They're buddies, though. They're presenting it as if they're like, you know, they hate each other, but they're buddy, they're drinking beers in the back. You know what I mean? Exactly. But your perception makes you see this evil plot of like, oh, the good guy versus the bad guy. And in reality, Zelensky, Putin, they're both in the oligarch range. We're not the working class. Who's getting affected by this? The working class all around the world now. And to your point, I think in 2019, right before COVID outbreak, that was one of the most the biggest years of protests around the world. Was the yellow vests,
China, right?
And then Hong Kong and all that. Around the world, and now it's going again. And because who's getting affected? And they knew this was going to happen, but they just needed to figure out a blame, right? They can't just reset it and be like, I don't know what happened. They go, fucking this guy Putin, man. I had to go over here. And then what's happening? We're devaluing the dollar now. They're by the ruble being backed by gold, and then people have to buy now oil only in ruble. You know what I mean? It just seems so planned, and I think that's why we fall into these traps sometimes, is because we're all these old arguments that are unresolved. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, man. It is crazy. It is definitely crazy. And you know, like you said, they devalued the dollar, and I think I read yesterday that inflation once again is going to go to an unheard level, make an unheard jump, I should say, early May, right? And we see it at the pump, we see it at the grocery store, we see it everywhere. And their plan is going according to plan, right? It's just madness, chaos, and confusion on all levels at this time. And you know, people just are not aware. And you brought up a good point earlier when you talked about just listen and meeting halfway, right? Well, just going back to the people.
Yeah.
This, right? And that's the biggest thing, man. You know, we don't have to like what they say or think. And they don't have to like what we say or think. But meeting at the middle is so important, man. And don't call me a lot of things, especially the left. You know, don't call me a racist because I don't support the transgender. You know, don't do that. Now come on. You know, it's for anybody, right? Now, I don't have to agree with you, but don't go there and say, okay, something is wrong with me. You know, because I don't agree with your policies and your little agendas you're pushing. But I guess they're just playing their part, what they're supposed to do anyway, man. But you know, just more so though, the people are just so influenced by them. You know, on both sides, man. But that halfway would be nice. That would be really, really cool if we can get something like that at least.
Yeah, because then if you don't, then that's why you get this spite stuff, you know, like where everybody's trying to like, oh, I got you. You said this, you did that. Oh, it like, I'll play a little clip right here. This is one I was getting into with a couple people. So I was calling Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm calling her AOC because she filed a motion with the Capitol Police of violence. She's claiming words are violence. And I'm like, come on, man. And they're like, and people are like, oh yeah, but she has to play the game like that because da da da. Well, let me play the clip. This is Jimmy Kimmel real quick, what he said. So, first of all, like, okay, you don't have to like the joke. Well, like, first, like I know what most people heard, and I get it. Like, right, the whole pedophilia, like, and this whole, like, the thing I don't understand is why they're barely were bringing this up, like, now. Like, why was this not, like, how did they find this dirt, but barely when they're going to be in the, so that means if she was doing these light sentences, and why was nobody scrutinizing her then? Oh, now because it's a public spectacle, you're scrutinizing. Come on, man. That's how we don't get changed, because you're just, oh, if she doesn't get on that jury spot, like this judge spot. No, that's those regular circuit judges. That's who's affecting it. And nobody said anything when she's doing that. But to go back with that's not really what it's about. But a lot of people got lost in what he's talking about that, right? But what I was saying is, like, look, you don't have to like Jimmy Kimmel. He's a piece of shit. He does stupid shit. Like, he tries to cancel people, but we're not going to play that same game. And that's what I feel like she's doing. AOC last year had the Capitol Police investigate a podcaster for criticizing her on Twitter. And this is the same thing. Yeah, okay. The Will Smith is, and it's not like he said, oh, you should go to her house, Sean Chris, and go shoot. Da, da, da. No, he's saying like a slight joke.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's nothing. You know, you would think we as people would have more to be worried about than a damn Jimmy Kimmel joke, right? I mean, where are our thought priorities? Come on, you know, somebody tell me something. We're worried about a Jimmy Kimmel, you know, but you're absolutely right, man. You know, she's made it this far, and now they want to bring up what happened in the past with the way she ruled. And, you know, they do that, but like you said, you know, that stuff has to be handled years prior. It should have been handled years prior, right? Now you want to point the finger. But, you know, there's another side of me that thinks, you know, the whole scripted thing, right? So I know a lot of payoffs get done, right? So maybe they somebody got paid off, you know, years ago just for a little hush-hush, not to bring it up. You know, and they may even had a plan for to be in this spot. You know, she may have known about this 5 years ago, you know, just like they know who's going to be president and a Supreme Court justice. I would think that it's probably played out similar, right, where they know who they're going to get in there because they know who's going to be president and they know what type of agendas and policies that they're going to be pushing come that time. So somebody probably got paid some hush money and you better not say nothing. But you know, the same people that paid those people off, possibly, I'm going down that hole.
Sure.
The same is creating the nonsense for her now. Playing both sides, right? You just never fucking know. The shit is dirty. It's a dirty game.
But to my point of, like, the people, I'm talking about the people, too, because I've been saying this for years. Like, pedophiles get low set. We all know this, man. Every time you hear where the guy had the girl in the basement for 30 years, they were like, yeah, he was busted twice before, but got probation or got 30 days or like, and but I'm like, where's all the people up in arms at that? Okay, you're this Supreme Court, you're up in arms, but you're not up in arms at your local, like, hey, what the hell? This pedophile only got 2 months? Like, whoa.
Right.
That's where we need to. I think that people just don't get into it until it's like popular, right? They're like, oh, is that where we're mad at today? Okay. And now I'm like, dude, that's not the point. Like, oh, everybody always tells me, like, oh, well, now there's more people awake than ever. I'm like, there is, but there isn't. I was like, because people are like, okay, the news is fake. But then they're like, ah, I got to find my favorite talking head. No, you got to critically think. Like, you can't let anybody's opinion just be your opinion. It has to be like, oh, I'll listen to some of this guy, some of that guy, and see kind of what they're saying, then kind of look into it, then come up with my own conclusion. It's not about saying, oh, Justin's, Sean's. No, these are just thoughts we're having. We're speculating. We put things out there. And then who knows, like you said, like, there's not just more of me and more of you. There's just like there could be that person that we inspire that comes greater than us and then takes it the baton and figures it out. Like, we go, maybe we give them these conversations and they go, hey, you know what? I could do this. I could do. You never know.
Exactly. You bring up some darn good points there, brother. You really do. Yeah, those people. When you were, you know, explaining that about, you know, where were you at when he was let go after, you know, doing this to this child, you know, but now they want to fuss. It's like Weekend Warriors or something. But like you say, you know, since it's popular, now they want to jump in and have an opinion instead of, you know, doing the right thing throughout. Don't just jump on the bandwagon.
You know? Yeah, we should all be at fucking. We should be demanding fucking Cain Velasquez is out of fucking jail, man. Like, to me, that's like, Dude, I'm like, dog, that's such a traumatic experience. I mean, like, they haven't really said, but I'm pretty sure it was his kid. And then you're like, okay, this food's getting out and going back to the place, the scene of the crime. Like, when is that okay? Like, and why is it that he could even go out? Like, that's crazy to me. I just don't see it. Like, they should not have. And what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that I'm going to be like, all right, you got out. I can't remember if they got him on bail or like, but all I know is they took him to his house where it happened.
Let's talk about that though, Sean. Why? The why, right? Why would they? Why is the system set up to where it's possible that a guy can get out of jail after doing that to a kid, or like you said, maybe his own kid? Because we hear about it all the time, right?
Multiple times, and multiple kids. Right. Like, that should not even be. That's just as bad, if not worse, than murder. Because murder, I tell people, I say, I can explain some murder sometimes, you know, heat of the moment, not saying it's right or justified. And then, you know, I understand that there could be cause and effect and you get some punishment because you are affecting someone's lives. But I could see someone snapping and never murdering again, right? Like, hey, there was a moment, something happened, who, you know, fill in the blank, whether it was a robbery or someone seeing a spouse and it just triggers them into like an emotional rage. But when you do that shit, that doesn't go away, man. Hide it more.
Yep. You hide it more. You're messing up lives. You're messing up families. Man, those, you know, unfortunately, the kids that mess happens to, man, a lot of them just messed up forever. You know what I'm saying? But they're letting these guys walk or, you know, get out on bail and all this mess. And again, why? You know, and it makes me think, you know, I start this mind keeps going, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, when we talked a little bit ago about the gay and trans agenda and how they drop it in there and they drop it in there until you get used to it, you know. So, and then you know that's the next wave, one of the next waves in regard to those damn pedophiles, right? The acceptance. And they say, you know, I've heard all doctors, some say, oh, it's a sexuality, just like heterosexual or homosexual. Some of them say it's some type of mental disease or all this other. Making all the excuses. It was an article in USA Today, brother, sometime earlier this year, late last year, where this journalist wrote why the title was something along the lines of why pedophilia is not as bad as it's we've been taught it is, or they make it out to be.
Like, I think, well, I know which article you're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't even read it though. I was like, man, I'm not even clicking on this shit. Like, you know, come on.
Well, they got to, like, that was what I, like, shout out to Tom Segura and them. Like, I like Tom Segura anyways, but he has their podcast, Your Mom's House, right? And then, you know, it's mainly comedy, but with how the world's going, they have to say stuff and they have kids. And then there's, they go do like TikTok videos, right? Like, they find crazy people on TikTok. And there was one of these TikTok videos where they're talking about MAPS. It's called like something, I forgot the acronym, but basically it's like talking about protecting pedophilia. Like, hey, let's stop calling them pedos. We should call them MAPS because it's a da-da-da diagnosis, like you were saying. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. First of all, no. I'm getting that if you're pedophile, I hope it fucking makes them feel disgusting. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like, oh, let's worry about their feelings. Fuck their feelings, man. Because they didn't give a fuck about, they're not just, everything they're doing is bad. And they're trying, like, not bad, but it's psychologically damaging, like you said, to, like, people, like, so many people. And then that, you create one hurt, broken person that creates two more broken people, and so on and so forth. Right. You're not giving back to the world. And all the time, when you hear this pedophile shit, it is taking advantage. It is rape. It is, you know, like, you're not, it's, because there can't be any consent unless it's an adult and an adult. Even this, when they say child prostitution, no such thing. Because a kid cannot consent, because they don't understand. And it's true. I tell my nieces and my nephews, I go, you guys are dumb kids. Not in a bad way. Like, you're very creative and you're going to be smart, but you don't know what you don't know yet. It's okay. Like, that's, we all were there. So don't try to jump ahead. You know what I mean? Let it learn. Let it learn easy one by time.
Yeah. And see, like, man, those kids, man, they're so vulnerable. And so, you know, people can be such an influence on them at such a young age, man, the easy influence and the trust factor. And, you know, but they're trying to implement this mess into society. They're trying to normalize that stuff, man, you know, and it's like, what the hell? And so I'm going to do is keep my eye on different people and organizations that will begin, if they haven't done so already, support this crime. And man, I'm going to start calling them out. Like, what the hell? You know,
yeah.
everybody's okay with it until it happens to you, you know, to them or whatever, right? They want to support this now let it be their son, their daughter, you know.
To me, this is more important than abortion. Like, because abortion's a complicated situation, right? There's a lot of, like, little things that this one is like, no, man, there's no, like you said, there's no discussion, man. Go get him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, where's he at? No, he's not. Either it's going to be some mob rule where we do some crazy shit, you know what I mean? And we just, like, skin him alive or burn him alive, or we do what a civil society would does and go, hey, you're never getting out. We're either talking it as like worse than murder, or your brain's so fucked up you can't get out. You're in immense, whatever one you want to do. Either way, you can't be in society anymore, or it's going to be bad news.
Yeah, perfect. I'm with you on that. Yeah, bad.
And I kind of wish more people, like, I understand, like, don't get me wrong, like, I understand the abortion argument. Of course, life is life, and especially when people truly believe in life. But I'm like, but that's something that could. There's so many different things and outcomes, right? But with these pedophiles, like, no, man, like, there's no, like, hey, well, he was like, no, this wasn't at where he fell. Like, you know, he tripped. No, he fucking intentionally tried to go fucking do some shit to a kid. And if he's looking at pictures, it's just that he's scared to do it yet, and he's looking for his opportunity. So don't, like, oh, well, he's just, no. If he's looking at pictures of that shit, then he's dipping his toes in the water, right?
That's the truth, man.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? I want to ask you about this too. What do you think about those Shanghai lockdowns? You know, I don't know if you've seen all the videos and everything.
Man, I've seen some, man. Oh my goodness, I saw the one with the robot walking down the street with the microphone, what's it called? You know, they hold it, they speak through it.
Oh, megaphone.
It's a megaphone. Yeah, that's who it is. Robot looked like a damn dog walking down the street with a megaphone on his back and, you know, blurting out to the Chinese people to stay indoors. They better not come out. Then I saw today where they have the pets outside in these, like, bags, man, on the street. You know, like, man, what's going on? I told my boy, I was like, man, we're in a fucking movie, man.
Yeah.
This is like a movie, bro. Like, come on.
Well, did you see the drone? Did you see the one where, there's the video where everybody's just, like, screaming out there?
At nighttime, the windows.
Yeah. And the drone is like, I don't know, because I don't know Mandarin, or I'm not sure what the Cantonese or whatever. I'm not sure what Providence and what they're speaking, but so I don't know. I can't verify, but it's saying, like, you don't need a free soul. Like, go inside, stay. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah,
what are they
saying? Like, I'm like, what is going on? It's like, what movie am I watching right now?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it just comes down to maybe an experiment in programming people. You know, that's what it's coming down to, just to implement more fear, right? And why not try it out on China? Why not China, where they're doing something like that, right? This is where allegedly COVID started, where COVID came from, and they got over a billion people. You know, it's a communist country, and yeah, let's get China involved here, and you know, we'll see something like that here. If not that hardcore, it's going to be a kind of a slower drip for us. Right, you know, just because, you know, we're America, you know, but they'll start doing it here.
We're not as obedient.
Right. There you go. But, you know, they're going to start doing it here, and it's going to come to, you know, these what I call their beacon cities, right? You know, the Portland, the Pacific Northwest, and places like that, right? Seattle, you know, they're going to do a little something in Cali, San Fran area, where they're going to try to implement that stuff. They do a lot of their experience to get a lot of their data from messing with those people in those cities that the left has a lot of control of, because those are the people that are most controllable, obviously. You know, those are the ones. Those are their, you know, freaking, what do you call them? When people talk about, I think we talked about it too, like the people here that just go and go, what are they called? I talk about them all the time on my show.
Sheep? Oh, NPCs.
NPCs, yeah, that's my version of NPC. Yeah. Like, those people are NPCs, right? Because they just do as they're told. They, you know, so.
You're absolutely right, because if that's what I've been saying for a while too, is like, because, you know, when I would get into, like, little, like, debates with people about, like, Australia and other places, and people are like, oh, and I go, look, that's how they do it. Like, they're doing it hard in New York, but it's cool in Nebraska. They're doing it hard in Cali, but it's cool in Texas. You know what I mean? It's not the same thing because you can't have it go around. If it's everywhere at one time, everybody's going to be like, whoa. Like, you know, then it's little fractions where you can kind of, like you said, experiment, because you can't have, like, everybody doing it at the same time, because everybody's going to get mad. And then we will have a way to unify. And that's, to me, the ultimate goal. What they don't want us to do is to unify. And to figure out we're on the same team, like, oh, we're working class, all of us. Even though that guy makes $5 million, he's a working class guy like me that makes, $10 an hour. Like, it's all really the same spectrum when you're not in that oligarchy that, like, you know, world government, Bilderberg, you know what I mean? What's slap any name that they want, all those things that they're doing. And I think that's the problem. That's how I see it. And you can see that even in China, they're getting stuck in it. But then I'm like, well, is this also propaganda that we're playing? Are they trying to? Do they got another trick up the sleeve? Because last time remember they had all those videos of Chinese people dying and allegedly, you know, the body bags. You know, once we looked through the videos, we could see that it was bullshit. But initially, that is what got the fear going. And that's how they got a lot of these people that were already easy to kind of trick and be scared of stuff. They were like, oh my God, people are dropping dead in the streets. Even though I just don't understand that how we could be in a pandemic and there's not bodies all over the streets.
Hello. And it's the worst, or one of the worst ever, right? Come on, man. And the way they were throwing all those numbers at us.
Yeah.
In 2021, and the hospitals are packed. And come on. People are dropping from that jab more than they are C-19.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely a lot of athletes, man. They said, like, in the soccer leagues, like, I think there was like 370-something players have collapsed.
Yeah.
And they all were vaxxed. You know what I mean? So do with what you may, you know what I mean? With that information, I don't know. But I mean, it doesn't take a genius to put one and one together. You know what I mean? You're like, you know, a lot of the formulas are just like kind of falling there. But I do think they're trying to, you know, push us into this. I think you're right. I think it's going to be like, you know, a California or like a section of California, maybe Frisco, not maybe even the whole, you know, state, where they're just doing it county by county and testing like, okay, well, this didn't work that well. But then, so then when they try to implement it, which I don't think it will be successful ever, because I think these people think they're smarter than they are. Like, they do have intelligent people in these ranks, but I think they don't understand humans. They don't understand the day-to-day humans and how we actually react. That's why we have the power over them. You know what I mean?
Wow. Well said, brother. They don't understand. Mm-mm. Because they're different than us, right? Yep. They've never had to live the life we live. They live in a whole entirely different world. They see the world different, and they may not be human. I don't know, but you know, but they're soulless, man. You know, they're soulless. They don't care about you, man. They care about power. They care about money. They care about some going into space and all this other stuff. They just see us as disposables, man.
Numbers. Like, I thought even that I used to like that movie with what's his name, Justin Timberlake, that Time movie, or I think it's called Time or something, like Time's Up or Time. It's where everything is, it's like a dystopian kind of movie, and everything is time, right? But the rich people have unlimited time, but when your time goes up, you die. So you had to work for your time. And it was a great metaphor because, you know, people were working and they're like just working enough to be able to work the next day, and you keep going. But if you're in the oligarchies, you're like, you have so much time, unlimited. You don't care. You're giving away time.
Yep. Dang, that's deep, man. I gotta check that out. I've never seen that, man.
Yeah, I'll send you the link, because I know I'm getting the name wrong.
okay, that sounds good right there. Okay,
but that's kind of like, I think, what we see in these things, and the unification of people is what I try to advocate the most for, and I think that all of us are really striving for. I don't think some people are kind of like, they're trying to do it, but I think to get unification, you have to, like I said earlier, meet in the middle. And I think we got to start listening to each other. Like, okay, so if somebody's saying that there's a lot of this kind of actions going on in their city, they're not just making it up. Now, can they get some of the facts wrong? Sure. Can they be off? But you still have to hear them out, especially onto the point, because now you want to humanize them. And when you listen to somebody and actually like feed it in, give it back to them and kind of, you know, give maybe constructive criticism or advice, whatever it may be for that situation, you build a bridge right there. Now you have that bridge where we can like go, hey, well, can we figure out how to fix this? And they're going, oh, yeah, I kind of agree with you. Then they're susceptible instead of seeing me as an enemy right away, right? Like if they go, you voted for Trump. Like if they think you're a Trumper, I didn't even vote for Trump. I don't even like Trump. But if I say something that they feel is a Trump thing, they're like, oh, yeah, you're them. Boom. Automatically, everything you say out the window. And the same goes for if I defend anything like the left thinks of, you know, like if I go, yeah, I'm really for like, you know, police reform. I've been like, there's a lot of stuff about like police brutality and the war on drugs. You know, I have more of a libertarian mindset when it comes to things like that, where I think less government's better. I understand the necessity to have cops and things like that, but I think we could do a better job of it. And I think, why wouldn't we? Same thing with schools. Like if they're broken down, shut it down. If they can't get, if they can't get kids food or teach kids, shut it down and we'll figure out something else.
Yeah, yeah, man. And just going back to what you said, you know, like you're talking, man, meeting 50-50 halfway. That's what you got to do. And if you can, and not everybody can, but if you can, come with some sympathy, some empathy too, you know? And then you hear that other side out, right? And then you gather that information, what they tell you. Now, go do some true research. Yep. Look it up. Because they're going to be spitting the facts, right? From what they see, do some research. If you have to go to a certain area of town, if you got to talk to people you usually don't talk to, you know, you gotta be boots on the ground and gather information and say, okay, then hopefully you have a person after that that says, well, okay, I could, if I'm gonna put, let me try to put myself in their shoes, okay, and I've done my research and damn, well maybe I think they may have a little point there. Yep. You know, and that's just a pea size, you know, or a shed of light. If you can get that shed of light, that's a beginning. That's a creation of something, right? Mm-hmm. Then let's go from there. But it takes both sides doing it, though, right? It takes both sides. And what it takes is, because obviously these elites, you know, they're doing what they do, but it's going to take people like you and me and people like our neighbors and people that are coming together, maybe organizations being started, you know, get these grassroots organizations going where this is what we're doing. And not to say they're not out there, because yeah. I would like there are organizations out there, but in regards to, hey, you know, getting more people on board, you know, putting the power in the people's hands, right? Because as we said, as we know, we have the power, man. The people have the power coming together, uniting, you know, to fight these NWO suckers, man. Yeah. You know, for real. That's what needs to be done.
Yeah, and to realize, like, you know, they say gender is a social construct, but race really is a social construct. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's culture and there's ethnicities. That's totally different than race. Race is a social construct. You know what I mean? That we invented to be like, all right, this is all I could, so I could describe this person because I don't know. And who invented this kind of stuff? Oligarchies, you know, these people that have been at the top, that have been sitting over us for decades, centuries, you know what I mean? Like, this is centuries and centuries, like you said, of like, not just plans, but they're always trying to dictate what society should do. And when they think we should change, and when people, that's why I was so mad that they really took the whole police brutality movement that a lot of libertarians, you know, like had been pushing and advocating for years, and they took it and they swung it to only be about race, because they knew if we really talked about police brutality, what really goes on, that there would be change. You know what I mean? This way they were able to pin us against each other, where some people go, well, that doesn't happen. And then we're like, well, that does happen. And then people, you know what I mean? And then there was this argument of like, and then how Trayvon, which had nothing to do with any police brutality, was also dragged into this, which I'm like, this is a totally different situation. Like, we could debate.
That's something different.
And right. And they were starting to pull. That's when I noticed, like, I'm like, oh, this is some shit they're trying to pull, because you know what I mean? And then when I forgot his name, but the dude from Ferguson, that was not Mike Brown, but the dude that was the head of the BLM, he has videos where he was talking about Soros sending the money and the Clintons, and it's no good. Like, and I think he got killed, I believe.
He did. I just read something about that recently, man. I think it might have been the some year, I hate to stone say anniversary of his death. But yeah. Man, they shot him up and put him in a car, set the car on fire, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because he was trying to do exactly that.
He was warning everybody. And he was trying to get true unification. They don't want that. Like, that's why they have to have these, like, you know, like, remember, what was that guy's name, man? He was out there for a little bit. What was his name, man? He was starting that, like, black militia in, like, they were, like, in down south, like, right? And he was really, like, a charismatic guy. And he was, like, he went in, like, it was, they went to, man, yeah, I'm messing everybody's name up. What's her name in the, not Kentucky, The one where the young lady was killed, where the police were the no knock raid.
Breonna Taylor. Yes.
So that situation, they had game over there, and there was like a little like, but then it looked like a show to me because I was like, I don't know, man. I seen this guy, and he was like, I don't know. It just seemed like a setup, this whole thing. And I'm like, man, it's like they're trying to kick it off. But I think for the most part, most people are just kind of like zoned. Like they're not in, they don't care about any of it. There's a lot of people that are just living life that are like, I don't care, man.
Yeah,
like, I don't care about this side, left side. I'm just, I got to go to work. I'm going to do this. Especially like the people that are like self-sufficient already. They're like, nah, we don't care. Like, you know what
I mean? See, they don't care now because it's not affecting them.
Yeah.
That's the thing, right? But everything that's going on and how this world is changing, on some level, it's going to affect them.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's going to be up to them whether they're just going to sit back and have that same type attitude, like, okay, but it, or they can do something about it. You know, they can do something about it, man. But yeah, man, just like you said, it's, didn't seem like scripted, man. It's again, I'm just a big freaking script, bro. It's nuts.
Yeah. It sucks crazy. Because, and when we say that, that's what the thing I think people get misunderstand, and sometimes it's explained wrong by other people. When we're saying it looks like scripted, that doesn't mean every single person in the street knows, like, hey, they don't know. Though, all you need is a few agents provocateurs to go in there, as we seen in Ukraine in 2014. They brought in the crew that started ruckus, and then somebody got killed, and boom, they got what they wanted. And the same thing they do. And you know, when you have real problems and people that are, because the thing I always tell, why don't we have a president that's ever like, hey, let's raise the quality of life for everybody in America. Let's do this for the Republicans or do this for the left. No, let's raise the quality. What do we have to do to raise the quality of life all around? Because everybody can get behind that, right? Like, that's where you go, oh, yeah, yeah. But they don't want that. Like you said, like, they want to pin us each other. Like, oh, this guy has it worse than you. You know, you should go check. Oh, no. And then they go, wait. And then the guy that goes, that's why they have the white guys. Well, I have a pump poor too. And you're like, dude, that's not the point. You're missing the point of this. The point is they're trying to pin you against while they're using race. And then they're trying to get you so mad that you're now saying, like, this doesn't happen. And you're denying real things that happen instead of having the discussion go where they go, oh, wow. And then you go, oh, we have a lot more in common than I thought. Like, instead of saying, oh, this doesn't happen to you or this, da, da, da. Oh, that's like, it's not a game of who had it worse. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Where people are like, oh, I was like, there's oppression throughout this world from its existence, man. Like, that's like a fact. I mean, we could go from the Phoenicians, the, you know what I mean? The, what's it called? The Persian, Romans, you know what I mean? Name it. Every empire oppressed people. The Egyptians, you know what I mean? They oppressed people. There was so much oppression because people, what we've learned is power is dangerous in a small, the hands of a small group, you know what I mean? Like a small group of people that especially have not lived a day-to-day life. Where we're like, that's why I love comedians and like people that do a lot of traveling because they get to experience people, right? You're not just in your little town. You get to see like people from, hey, this guy from Cali, this guy from Texas, this guy from Michigan, Nebraska. They all kind of want the same shit. You kind of realize that.
Exactly, man. They definitely do, man. People are more alike than they want to realize, or they want us to realize. It's you know, obviously there's a small group of people that are just the way they are because they're going to be who they are. But you know, then you have the people that are influenced by the bullshit. But at the end of the day, you know, you have this man over here with his family working, trying to do good. This man over here, you know. But they allow this nonsense to get in between their beliefs of each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, it's hard. It's hard on both sides, man. It's hard on both sides.
But it should be easy, don't you think? Because you know, like we're talking about, like, you know, I'm spiritual. I wouldn't say like I'm the, because I don't know. I don't like, I believe what I believe, and you know, there's a lot of religious people and spiritual people, and you would think that's like, isn't that like the basis of all religion and spirituality? Is like, hey, just treat each other kind of good.
Thank you. We have how many Christians in this country? How many this religion?
Muslim, Jewish, like you name it. Like, and isn't like in all of them, they say like that's pretty much like Buddhism. Like we can go on, and where it's even like atheists and people. That's not. It's just, hey, just treat people good. Like that's a pretty easy message that we should be able to get out across to people. But unfortunately, they get on this team wave where they're like, well, I like people except that asshole over here because he likes Trump, or that fucker fucking told me to vote for Biden. You're like, okay, man.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. It's funny, man. I mean, you know. I know you see it, and I know I see it, especially see it sometimes on Instagram, and I'll post something that somebody don't agree with, though, that they want to unfollow me.
Oh, like, yeah. Okay. They got to always announce it, too. Unfollow.
We agree with 99 out of 100. Yeah. This is what it is. Oh, you're a supporter? That's how you feel about it? Yeah. Well, I'm going to unfollow you. Okay.
Sorry, man. I thought that's what I'm saying. Like, I tell people, I'm like, I like not agreeing with everybody. I like thinking differently. And I mean, in the end of the day, we have a lot of agreements, but like, it can't be. It's always going to be, especially me, because I'm a skeptic. I'm a guy that pushes back on everything. So, like, no, when I start seeing a lot of people agree on something, I'm like, I don't know. Like, that's why Trump was something to me, because everybody else saw it as, oh, well, you know, the news is going after him. Hence, that must mean he's a good guy because they're attacking him. But I saw like a lot of people blocking to him, kind of similar to what I just saw 8 years ago, 8 years of Obama. And I was like, it's very eerie similar of where people got this fandom, because that's what happened with Obama. Especially, we all hated George Bush. And then all of a sudden it was like this fandom for the president. It was kind of weird, you know, and then I started seeing the same. It wasn't the same exact. It was very similar where people were just fanning out like, oh, Trump's. Like, you're going to go to a rally? Like, why, instead of going to that rally, why don't you go to the homeless shelter? Why don't you go and help build, and say, if you're so against abortion, go help build an anti-abortion where you help people, you know, have the kids and get them adopted, or help them through whatever they're going through, and see, and instead of, you're a baby killer, that you're not helping anything. Go create something. We're in a free market society, allegedly. You know what I mean? Like, in a free market society, that's what we should be doing, and not just creating abortions. You go, you know what? I don't like abortions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create something to make it where either they can adopt, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know the logistics of it, but there's got to be, that's what you do. You create something opposite of the thing you don't like, and you brand it to where you get people. And then guess what? You're helping lives. You actually made a difference. Instead of just standing out there, you don't know why that 16-year-old, 20-year-old girl is going into this clinic. She may, first of all, not even going for an abortion, first of all, because there's a lot of other stuff they do. But second of all, if she is, do you think that she deserves to be, you know, thrown, like they said, like Jesus said in the Bible, right? Throw the first stone. Are you saying that you have no sin? Are you that pure that you're able to judge her? Like, all of a sudden, you're God? Because I don't know, man. I don't think he really likes that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, competition against each other. And I think that if we can stop dehumanizing each other, like, let's figure out why she wants to go in there. And let's not beat her up for doing that, because really the argument I've been pushing for a while now is, I'm like, dude, I know girls that have got abortions and now they regret it. You know what I mean? And so why don't we play that angle? Be like, hey, I'm not saying to have the baby, not have the baby, but let's talk about it. Let's figure out some more. Let's not make a haste decision yet. You know what I mean? Let's have a discussion and then, like, be more open of it. And a lot of it too is that these girls are scared to tell the parents. They don't want, a lot of that happens. And then, so you should be, as parents, that we need to, and uncles and anybody that's in the family, like, we need to be able to have someone to talk to. And then we need to tell the kids, like, hey, anything that happens with this weird fucking pedo shit, or trying to push some agenda from school, we need to be, our kids should be comfortable enough to come to us and go, hey, this is what's going on. I fucked up. I used to tell my daughter all the time, I would say, you could tell me, I'm going to be upset probably with you a little bit. You know, like, I might be like disappointed, all that kind of stuff. But at that moment, I can't help you if you don't tell me what happened. I can't fix it if you, or help you fix it if you don't tell me what happened. And then you build that trust and that bond. Like, do we get mad a little bit? Of course, because I don't want something to happen to you, and things happen. But I think it really worked for her because she could see it, because we were real with each other. It wasn't like, oh, you know, maybe this happened. No, I go, no. Tell me what happened. Let's figure it out. You know what I mean? And then let's see. Yeah. Let's get you out of that situation. And then we'll talk later about how not to get in there, that situation.
Yep. And I'm with you 100%, man. And that's exactly how I am with my daughter, man. My daughter's 10. She'll be 11 a little bit later this year. And, you know, I tell all the time, you know, you may not want to tell me. You may not feel like telling me, but, hey, we need to talk. You know, we need to talk. And these conversations that we're having with our children is – this is not going on in millions of homes in America, right? Not everybody's stepping up to the plate to give that time, that attention, that realness to their children. And we see what's going on with these kids. And I think last time we chatted, man, we talked about how being a kid nowadays, 10, 11, 12, it's like I couldn't imagine it, man. The stuff that they deal with and have to go through compared to how it was with us growing up, like in the 90s, 80s, 90s, right? I mean, goodness, man. You know, the biggest thing I really had to worry about was shit being home before the streetlights was off, right? You know, but all this other stuff. I mean, you heard about, you know, shit happening here and there, but just the attack that has been projected on children from a political, from an agenda standpoint is just ridiculous. And, you know, thinking back on it, I wasn't aware back then, you know, but I mean, it was stuff going on then too, though. You know, when you talk about Disney and things they've done over the years with their movies and things, these little symbols and straight up stuff they put in their cartoons is kind of hidden, right? But, you know, then with this whole just going back to the LGBTQ, right? They're pushing that on kids, man.
But we had a stronger family structure to be able to withhold, that they're like, yeah, would it get some people? Yeah, but it looks like since like the 40s, 50s, each decade that keeps going by, they keep trying to break that family. Like, they don't want us to be a family. They look at how many distracted parents are. Like, that was a great point that you're making. Like, there's so many parents that they don't even know what's going on in their kid's life. They don't even know if their kid's sad. They just go, oh, well, yeah, just be trans or dye your hair, like, or do that. Like, who cares? Like, I go, hey, why are you chopping off your hair? Like, did something happen? Like, usually when someone goes through like a big change, if they want to like drastically change their look, something's going on, right? Because they want to change. Now, sometimes it could be something really small that they're just, you know, going through puberty and just trying to figure things out. But you need to have a conversation with them and figure out where they're at and why they're feeling like that. And who, if you don't, somebody else will. And you do not want them to get there. Then they break that family chain where it's just like, there's no families. People just don't care. And then nobody cares about each other, right? Because that's the whole core of a family, is teaching us empathy, teaching us to love each other, how to respect each other, how to be loyalty. You know, loyalty is an important thing to me. That's what's installed for my family. Like, hey, there's some people that you'll meet tons of people, but there's a certain amount of people that you're going to always be loyal to because they're on your side. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they'll always be on your side and you'll always be on their side. Loyalty, respect are some of the most, and empathy are probably the three most important things in this world. And they're not shown it. They're not used as much.
No. You know, but, you know, just going back to these elite fucks, that's another part of their agenda. It's agenda to break down the family, right? And that's what you said has been going on surely and surely, steadily and steadily over the years, breaking down the family agenda, removing the man from the home, right? And you see over the, you know, they want to pull masculinity out of society. And now you have this feminine spirit that is just going wild nowadays, right? You do. And that's nothing against the women, the ladies and things like that. But guess what, people? We need a balance. We need a balance. And they know, and you know, nothing, again, nothing against the women, but women, you know, a lot of them are crazy by nature. You know, I'll be real careful how I say it. Yeah. But that's just like, it's a preset thing with women. They're emotional.
Well, it goes the same way, right? Like, this is how I look at it, as they talk about like toxic masculinity. And I do agree that there is toxic masculinity, but there's also positive masculinity.
Yes.
Just like there's positive feminism and there's negative feminism. Like that, like you said, that's where the balance comes to play. But when you're saying it's all this way, we need less negative toxicity of both sides. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need any of that. We need that. Because, like, look at, you know, people like point to like, whoa, this grandparent wasn't happy, you know, with the grandpa, but they stayed together for the kids. Or, yeah, okay. Well, because they figured out that like my little bickering or me not being able to fully connect it is smaller in comparison of this big job that I have of making sure these kids get off and do better than me. Because that's the whole point, is keep learning, keep growing more than I could grow. I was only able to grow this much. You can grow 10 times because I'm giving you more tools that I didn't know until now. And then you're going to give those tools plus the tools you learned to your kid, and so on and so forth. And I think that's why, you know, there was people that stayed together that maybe didn't like each other, but there was a lot of good I've seen a lot of good families where they loved each other all like 100%. You know what I mean? Like, where you're just like, yeah, all different races too. But when and it does go a lot in poverty areas, man, that you see, push the drugs into the poverty areas, and then they start arresting all the dads, like you said. And then those sons and those daughters, because a daughter needs a positive male role model as well. Man, like, that's almost more important. It's not more important than a boy, But it gets to see what the image of, and that's another thing too, is there's a lot of men that have had negative feminism from their mothers. Like their mothers weren't able to give them the care and the love that maybe they needed, or they weren't able to show it because they didn't learn. You know, I'm not necessarily blaming the mom. I'm saying same thing with, like, you know, the dads, but they didn't have a mom or they didn't have a dad. And then that broken, and it keeps going. Once it's broken, it keeps breaking, because broken people create more broken people. And now we can start healing each other. You know, each person could heal each other, but we're on that downward spiral sometimes where we just keep breaking and no one's showing them how to heal. They're just showing you how to break. It's easy to break you. So, like, healing takes a lot more work, especially when you've come from a far place. And I do like to see a lot of people. I've seen a lot of people come from drugs and come back, and, you know, they're able to put that forward. And if they can continue, like, hey, don't do this, family, but stick to, that's how we get unity, family. Because everything's family, and it doesn't need to be blood sometimes. I have friends, I have relatives that, like, you know, like they're thick as blood. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing, because you're part of my group. And I think if we start putting, it's the mentality of family, what family is, not necessarily tribalism, but like this human nature of where, hey, we need to keep creating. We need to protect each other. Like, your tribe does this, my tribe does this, but we work together because we know that together we can make this world better with our children and our children's children, and then keep going.
There you go. Breaking those generational curses, what they call it, intergenerational trauma, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I encourage everyone to be chain breakers of that. That's a lot. That's a lot. You know, it's not an easy task. You have to be very honest with yourself. You have to go deep. You got to pull back layers. You got to ask questions that you may not want to ask. You got to be ready to look in the mirror, baby.
Yeah.
You know,
most of all.
But yeah. For real. But once you're able to get through that challenging time, it's something beautiful on the other side. You know, it's a whole new life. It's almost like you go through a rebirth, you know, and I'm speaking from experience.
Yeah.
You know, I've been there. I've been a chain breaker, me and my wife, you know, and, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It really is. Because even through my family, man, a lot of generational trauma, on my father's side, you know, just the males, alcoholics and alcohol, you know, my grandfather, then my father, he was a Marine, you know, alcoholic. And it's just all this self-afflicted oppression, you know. But hey, I got to the point I was, you know, and you know, I got a book. I sent you my mm-hmm. book where I talk yeah. about all the trauma I went through as a kid, right? And that affected me, man. You know, that affected me for a long time, because my father was, like I said, alcoholic and very physically and verbally abusive, man. It's, you know, stuff
and
I went through.
Tough, but because you see that, and that's and you still love, as a kid, you still love your parents. You know, I've seen it time and time. Like,
yes,
fortunately,
yes,
that I didn't go through that, you know, but like I've seen it with other people. And I think that's the hard part, is like, it's like, then where's your self-worth? You know what I mean? Your self-worth is like, well, this guy, you know what I mean? That is supposed to be the one that spawned me, you know, that kind of got me here. And then like, I think that hurts. And that's hard. Like that, I think that people need to praise more stuff like that, because, and it's not necessarily anything bad about your dad either, because like you said, we all went through, he couldn't get through his own, he wasn't able to get through that. You know, he was able to only get to certain points, and then he just had to, like, you know what I mean? It was too much for him, but you were able to see a different light where you were like, you know what? I can't let this keep going. I can't let this keep going anymore.
So I had a decision to make, you know. I could have allowed those experiences to build up all this toxicity, this anger in me, and just be an asshole to myself and everyone else, and decide, well, I'm just going to live in anger. I mean, we've seen them. You've seen them. People live in anger. They're not pleasant people, man. But that's how my old dude was. You know, because he never dealt with his issues that he went through. And again, I had the decision. I said, no, I don't want to live like that. I don't want to be like that. It wasn't easy. Yeah. You know, it came to some realizations as well, right? But again, I made the decision. I worked through it, and life changed forever, man. And I told you, you know, that happened. Yeah. You know, the start was 2020, man. And then after that, I did all that, and then started the podcast, wrote a book, doing all these things. I wouldn't have been able to do that, man, if I wouldn't have went through that and dealt with that soul searching and breaking that chain. I wouldn't be where I'm at today, man. And because of that, it's going to be more to come, you know. And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I do feel happy about what I've experienced and where I'm at now. And my main thing is, we've been talking about today, and we've been talking with empathy and sympathy with people. I just want to give back. I want to help others, right? That's where I'm at. So, and that's why you do what you do. That's why I do what I do, man. With your awesome show, right? You know, you want to help others because you care. You know, you want to provide that truth so people can have the facts and then be able to make a decision. You know, you see it, you know it, you see it, man. And you know, that's what I'm trying to do as well. So for people going through things like that, I always like to say when I'm speaking with people on different podcasts and radio shows, you know, don't give up. You know, don't give up. Know that if you're willing to have the courage to fight through those traumas, those heartaches, that is something amazing on the other side for you. I don't mean to take the show there to that type of.
No, it's good. Like, that's how we go, though, man. Like, it really is, though. Like to me, like, that's why I think each conversation evolves to where it's supposed to be. And that is true, because that's the core of what I'm trying to get to. I'm not trying to be like, hey, look, this guy's a lizard person, or this person's an NWO guy. Like, yeah, there's all those little things that we do talk about. But in the end of the day, the only way, whatever these monsters are, like, whether they're really these mythical creatures or if they're just some oligarch rich pieces of shit, you know what I mean? Like, if they're just, either way, we know the only way is unification. And seeing people like you go through a journey and feel better from it now can show somebody else, you know what, maybe I could do that. You know what I mean? Like, maybe, you know, or I was going through it, but I gave up because it was too hard. Now we could tell them, like, hey, man, you know, it's the hardest right when you're about to finish. It got so hard because you were just about to break through. You didn't realize it yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now hearing me, hopefully, I'm hoping, just hearing me and you talk, like, they could go, you know what, maybe I could give that a try. And you don't have to do it the same way you did it or this guy did it. You have to find your own path. But first starts with having the strength and the belief and the confidence in yourself to be like, I can break these chains, man. There's no way you're going to hold me down, because there's only one person on this earth that can affect you is yourself. And second, there's only one person in the, well, one being in this whole universe that has your back no matter what. And I know that for a fact from life experiences, from talking shit to God, like literally cussing him out, like, motherfucker, like, you know what I mean? To now come into an understanding of, not completely, like, I don't completely understand why everything has happened, but I can see enough to where I'm like, well, you know what? Well, this probably wouldn't have happened if this did. You know what I mean? If this would have altered, this wouldn't have happened. And who knows? Like, and I try to embrace it little by little. Like, what are we here for? Like, we all try to think of that. Like, are we leaders? But we all are leaders, you know, in our individuals. We don't have to be one leader where we're, hey, I'm Trump or president, fill in the blank, and we're running this country. No, it's more of like, we're the leader in our family. We're the leaders in our groups. We're the leaders in our communities. And if we keep that leader mentality and the confidence of like, nothing's going to stop us, I really think that empathy and that love will come out, and then we'll be able to really fix things. And it's going to be an uphill battle. And I think that what you went through and like what a lot of people went through is going to be something that is going to come up. You know what I mean? Like with all this, you know, global government and all this, this is when we're going to find it. And it's going to be tough, but we're going to make it through. It's just going to be a rocky road, and it's going to be a learning process, because it's going to be a lot of self-reflecting and who do I trust and who is the people that are like me? It's human beings, and what's important is not race or gender or culture. The most important thing is human beings loving human beings and being there for each other.
Man, I couldn't have said it better, brother. Perfect. 100.
But like, I think, you know, before we get out of here, there was one more thing. What else? Oh, I wanted to touch this. So since I know we got this, we're going to really change speeds going from all heartfelt to like, I forgot this clip though. So like, you know how the whole like, you know, COVID is so deadly. Well, now they got a couple of people talking on. I got this clip from Ice Age Farmers. And they're talking about the bird flu is going to be way more deadly. So now they're already dropping these little seeds in our mind to kind of like get us scared again.
The pandemic risk is a greater risk of the national security of the United States than Korea, China, Russia, Iran. And we ought to start investing proportional to that national security risk so we're prepared.
Man, like, I want to try to find the whole rest of that clip and put it all up, but it's just like, man, here we go again, man.
Yeah. Here we go again. Man, I don't want to say that's a tough one, man, but you know, I don't believe anything they say, but you know, I know they have their agendas, right? So, you know, go either way with that one, I suppose, but no doubt that they're trying to like inject fear, right? They're definitely trying to do that.
So I feel they need our compliance. Like, I think they need our, like, I have this like belief of like, you know, our creator created, I discussed one of my homie Willie, we were talking about this a long time ago, like, you know, the creator created everything and there's laws, right? So even though they want to like take over it, but there's still these laws of the universe that you can't break, right? So I think our consent is what they strive for, right? Our not our compliance, but our consent. Like, okay, you can do that. That's why I think they get us into all this fear, because we're illogical, right? We're like, well, there's terrorists everywhere. There's flu everywhere. There's this, whatever, fill in the blank. And then we get so scared that we'll go, okay, we'll go this way that you want to. Then they didn't break the law of the universe. You know what I'm saying? Because we consented with our free will. They can't make us, you know what I mean? That just like the devil, he can't make me do anything. He can manipulate me to try to do something, and he could try to like, but he can't physically make me do anything. So I think that's a lot of what these like, you know, occultists, globalist type of people do, is that they use this little like propaganda here and there, and they'll drop it. Because I was listening to No Agenda again, another plug. Hopefully the I always like to give them a plug. But they did a whole show because they were on vacation, and John Dvorak, he put all the clips from January 2020 to May 2020, May 1st, 2020. Wow. Like, anybody have that clip, they should definitely go check out that episode. I think I forgot what episode it was, but you'll see it. It's all about COVID. And in the beginning, they're talking about other infectious diseases, like in January. They're talking about vaccines. They're talking about these things that are coming. Like you said, pay attention. They are revealing their plan to you. They're telling you what they're going to do. It's right in front of your face. They're saying it. Pay attention.
See, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you think it's going to be more? Do you think it's something like the deadly bird flu or other? We're going to see more viruses, do you think?
Yeah,
or
but I think a little – I would believe that it would be down the road more. Because so now what I think they're going to keep changing it, I think they're going to find this little like a groove of where they're going to go, like virus, terrorist, war, food. Like, you know what I'm saying? This little like these little same plays that they're going to keep playing.
Right.
Like here and there, climate change, you know, like – so that they can, because a lot of their shit gets holes poked through it, right? Like the whole climate change thing. Well, the environment, I'm here for the environment 100%. Let's go clean up the ocean. Let's not litter everywhere. I'm with you. You know what I mean? Like, let's try to figure out cleaner fluids, fuels and stuff. Don't get rid of the ones we have now until we figure out, you know, let multi, like, there's a bunch of stuff we could do. But man, when you're telling me I shouldn't have a car and I should have an electric car, but you can fly around the whole country.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here. When you have a little, like, what's it called? Thunberger or whatever. You know, when just from the, I mean, there's this great clip. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's like, you know, she gives her speech and she's all like that. But then there's this other time where she doesn't have nothing written. Like, no one's given her a speech. And she's just like, well, you know, like the climate change stuff. Like, she sounds like a kid, you know, like, which I get. Uh-huh. Like, she's a kid. But I'm like, there you go. Same thing with like AOC when there she's like, oh, climate change. I'm like, I always tell people, I'm like, she didn't write any of that shit. I was like, you could tell when she has a speech and when she doesn't. Like, they couldn't just go free form like we do and go on podcasts and just talk.
Yeah,
they have to have something prepared. They have to like word for word. Not even just like I can understand like a little like, hey, we're going to talk about this today. You do your research, blah, blah, blah. That's different. Not notes and not trading stuff. I'm talking about word for word. Like, today, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you've ever seen Idiocracy, you know, like when it's a pretty funny movie. It's like from 2015. Well, and Terry Crews is the president. He's like, his name's like President Camacho. It's fucking hilarious. It's like people are stupid in the future. And then they have the teleprompter going up and he goes and he's reading and he's like, shit. Like, so it says shit on there.
Oh, man.
It's so funny, man. It's kind of scary now. If you watch that movie, Idiocracy, you'll be like, wow, I think this is a documentary, like, of what, like, it peered into the future pretty good of the stupidity of humans.
Yeah, man, you're going to have to send me links, a couple of them, the other one, that Timberlake one, too.
Yeah,
man.
The Time's Up one, too. I got to remember what that one's called. Yeah, for sure, man. And, like, before you get out of here, I wanted you to just, like, you know, let everybody know where, like, they could, you know, see your stuff, your podcast, your book, everything. Like, I mean, I'll put all the links and everything, but just, you know, let people know where they could go follow you.
Absolutely. So I have my website, thehiddengateway.com. I do a weekly podcast. Been doing it now for about 14 months. You can find the show on all the, you know, podcast streaming platforms. Check me out on YouTube. Actually, I've been kicked off of YouTube for a minute, but definitely head over to Rumble, Hidden Gateway. I have my IG as well, Hidden Gateway, Twitter, Facebook. Book is Amazon. Amazon, you can get the book on Amazon, $11.99. In the Eye of the Father, a memoir of faith and redemption. And email support at thehiddengateway.com as well. So a lot of exciting stuff going on. And just about my podcast, I'm, you know, a lot similar to Sean, Chris, talk about, you know, state of the world. In fact, I just did a pretty good state of the world recently that's dropping Thursday. But I also talk about human potential, spirituality a little bit. We'll touch on a little bit of everything, So if anybody wants to check it out, would love you to check it out and hit me up too, man. I always love to get emails from people, you know, people want to talk or, you know, have different questions about things. So support of thehiddengateway.com.
Yeah, and definitely too, your podcast is great too. You have great guests. You get like, you got what, like Ike on there. You got Monica Perez. You got tons of people.
Yeah, man.
Tons of good names and great conversations. You know what I mean? It's not like, it's just like, it's good people, man. Well, to me, like people I like, at least.
Yeah, Ike was good, man. Ike, Monica Perez, like you said, man, Robert Kennedy Jr., Dr. Robert Malone, a man who invented the mRNA technology. Yep, and Peter McCullough.
That's my favorite one. Besides, honestly, like, because I mean, Robert Malone, I kind of think, I don't know, man, a little CIA ish. I like Peter McCullough, though.
Yes.
McCullough, okay. I like him a lot, man. I feel like he's genuine to me when I hear, whether he is or isn't, but when I hear him talking, he feels genuine to me. Just like the MyPillow guy, even though, like, I don't agree with his politics or anything, but, like, Mike Lindell seems like a genuine person.
Yes. Yeah, I feel you, brother. I feel you. Yeah, but the Hidden Gateway podcast and In the Eye of the Father, a memoir of faith and redemption. So,
all right. Well, I have all the links, you know, posted with this episode, and you know you can check me out on Instagram, Kill the Mockingbirds, Gmail, Kill the Mockingbirds, and then, you know, the music, Sean Chris, SEANCHRIS, Dystopian Paradise, and the newest single, They Want Your Freedom. You know, appreciate you coming out, man, joining us, having a great conversation. Always nice, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me, brother. Always great chatting with you, man. Keep fighting a good fight, my brother. You're doing a damn good job, man. Love what you got going on with your show, with your music, man. You grinding, and man, more and more blessings to you, brother.
Likewise, bro. And you know how we do it here. Wake the fuck up or get woke the fuck up. All right, we out.
No, I'm not nuts. This thing's been following me around all fucking morning, I'm telling you. Fine. Thinks I'm paranoid. Should bring him the fucking helicopter, and we'll see how paranoid I am. Ready to face death, explosive Taliban, quality Callahan, watching every sedan, trigger don't jam. War on economies, check the psychology, lost in philosophy, nothing can bother me. Feeding me mad pills, nothing seems that real. Scribble the script down, feed me my last meal. Medicated, take flight, Henry Hill, everywhere I go, choppers in sight. Medicated, take flight. Everywhere I go, choppers in sight. I got a feeling someone's watching me. 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 Shooting up adrenaline, ketamine kick. Fatal fentanyl hits. Search your shit. You better not stick, cause you don't know shit. First class, security free pass. Carry on full of bricks, check bag full of cash. Diner's dad, do the math. I'm Damon Dash with the rock, where's your stash? I gotta feeling someone's watching me. I gotta feeling someone's watching me.
I'm watching you. Why you be watching me?
Was it me? Or was it all a dream?